Yo, this is Blog Talk Radio. Yo, this is Blog Talk Radio. This is your boy, Brock G. I'm on the air. Yo, I'm sitting here looking for the theme music right now. It's been a minute, so give me a while. But, man, we got a really good show for you tonight. And, oh, look, I found the intro. So I'm going to let the intro hit, and I'll be right back.
Wednesday night, 7 o'clock. Hope this beat got your head nodding. It's not your head Wednesday. You checking for hip hop or checking for R&B? Not your head Wednesday. Got the fix you need. No matter the genre, they play the latest and the greatest. These plates showing love to all the independents. Middle finger to industry declaring independence. Word to the prodigal son, logical one. Bringing dope in the views. Honest reviews. Arsene and Anwar always keep the feathers on. Helping us understand a real woman's point of view. Word to the people for intelligent rhetoric. They keep us in the loop on what's current in the news. Wednesdays at 7, tune in and relax. If you ain't in the crib, tune from the app. Six, stay locked on a Wednesday night. Set up boards L1, it's time to go live.
Started at the bottom, now we on top. Haters act foul, but I can see him on the fly. Got the means, got the guap, got the loop, got the watch. So much cheddar in my pocket, got my jeans about to pop. Fashion all day, doubt the flow, don't stop. Logical one, airwaves don't lock. We lead a competition sitting in the grave plot. And if you disagree, we'll leave you in the same spot.
Blah. And we're back. 2013, fresh year, fresh gear. Well, I ain't got no fresh gear, man. I ain't go shopping this year. Christmas wasn't good to me. But we are back. Now you hear Wednesdays back on the air. My man D took the reins for me for a minute. Man, it's good to be back. Had to take a little vacation, man. Had issues, family problems, no money, broke. All type of little issues going on, man. But we are back on the air, and I'm about ready to do this tonight. Man, we are supposed to have an appearance by Talib Kweli and my man Psycho Les from the Beat Nuts, but in the event that that doesn't happen, yo, we still going to keep it fresh live. We're going to have the music beating. I got some of the joints from 2012 that you may or may not missed out on, but, man, I got some Action Bronson, Rock Marciano, 50 Cent, Ninth Wonder and Buckshot, man. So I got some beats for you tonight, man, that you might like. We got some Master Killer. We got some Roz Cars. We got some Sadat X with Dreads. We got my man Saigon and Styles P. It's going to be nice, man. You know, and I hope y'all enjoy the show, man. It's a little tame, man. I ain't got my girl Red Child with me tonight, but she's here with us in spirit. She'll be back hopefully next week. And, just is what it is, man. So, D, what's been up with you, man? How's the new year been to you so far, man?
Chilling, bro, chilling. You know what I'm saying? Getting it in. The new year was pretty good. I know everybody out there talking about they got a new year's resolution. I ain't got no damn resolution. I'm on a new year's revolution. So, you know what I'm saying? It's a battle this year. I'm on a revolution. So I got a lot of things I'm trying to do. A lot of things, you know, we trying to get popping for 2013. So I'm on a revolution this year. Damn, a resolution.
You know, it's strange, man, because about, I want to say 25 years ago, man, Back to the Future came on, man. I'm looking for my other skateboard, man, for 2013, man. This is the time, man. Marty McFly came, went back into the future, man. And,
That's
looking for my skateboard, dude. I'm looking for my lace-up Nikes and whatnot, man. I swear I still cheated, man, because in the 2000s, man, we ain't got no rocket ships, we ain't got no jetpacks, we ain't got no jet shoes, none of that, man. It's just bills and more bills, money oozing out my pocket, man, and like Biggie say, man, more money, more problems, man, you know what I'm saying? But we did dodge the bullet. I want to say big ups to Barack, man, for doing what he did, man, and all you haters out there that don't feel for my man Barry. Yo, he doing what he do. It's his last term in the office. Y'all ought to be thankful that we do got a real brother. He mixed, but he real brother. He got a black wife, two black kids. That brother mixed. He doing what he do. I'm glad y'all went out there and vote. I'm off that high horse now. I'm off that campaign. I'm just glad to be here, man, because the knucklehead we would have got in the first place, man. Y'all ought to be some sad black folks up in here, man. Speaking of black
get a
folks,
bit around.
You see the Django yet, man? The Django Unchained?
You know what? I'm gonna peep it tonight. I haven't got a chance to look. I saw a little bit of it, man. I mean, I know there's a lot of there was a lot of controversy surrounding it, man. A lot of cats had words they had to say about it. I know there's one cat with a channel on YouTube. He had did an interview with Minister Farrakhan and talked to him about it. They also talked to Spike Lee about it. And of course, Spike Lee had the most hate about it. I know rumors is out swirling that he got beef with Quentin Tarantino. He don't really like him, but you know his quote from what I saw in the interview, his exact words was, "I'm not going to see that. It's an insult to our ancestors. I'm not insulting my ancestors by seeing that movie."
You know, call me shallow, howl man, or whatever, dude. But I'm just gonna put my little two cent in on that. Number one, you got to look at it for what it is, man. It's an entertainment movie. There is some true history to that, and not so much history as in a brother named Django went out there and did that. But some of the violence that's included in the movie and some of the things that were going on in the movie, a lot of that stuff really went down, man. A lot of that actually happened. You know what I'm saying? But above all of that and all these people that are upset with the movie and everything, it was a very good movie. Now, if you have a problem with this word, nigga, okay, I'm going to break it down to you like this. And I ain't going to go through Tribe Called Quest, Term of Endearment type thing, man. Nigga has been a crutch on black society for a long time. That word is a word of empowerment that is used to describe a stupid, ignorant person. And I can be pretty stupid and ignorant at sometimes. And other times I'm pretty lightheaded and mellow. But at the same time, man, you have to look at the movie for what it is. Entertainment. Is it entertainment at black folks' expense? Of course. But at the same time, it's a learning thing as well. It lets our generation as well as generations past see what stuff was actually like. Is it fictional? Yes. But did stuff like that actually happen? I can't say I didn't live back in the times, but if I believe my history books and some of the things that my ancestors, my relatives and grandfathers and all them, you know, had told me about the situation, yeah, I would say it's kind of accurate on some points, everything. But you have to look at the thing for what it is, man. It's entertainment. Now, to my man Spike. I like Spike Lee, man. I went to everything that he's done. I was 100% behind Spike Lee, man, when he was getting all Clint Eastwood about the inaccuracies about the World War II and black veterans and everything like that. And this is one time I got to tell Spike to shut the fuck up, man. You know, I saw Red Hook Summer. For those who don't know what Red Hook Summer is, that's a little independent movie Spike put out, man, about a pastor. And, you know, his nephew came over to some of the Red Hook projects. A good movie. A lot of y'all don't know about that movie because there was no promotion for it, but it was a good fucking movie. But at the same time, you know, Spike to me comes off sour apples about the whole thing, and I'm going to say he needs to shut the fuck up and just make pictures, man. I was behind
him
100%.
Well, you know what? Let me ask you this, bro. Do you think, I mean, because, you know, first of all, I'm trying to understand his beef with Quentin Tarantino. That's the first thing, but do you think if it was a brother that had produced and directed and made the movie, that he would have had some? I mean, granted, I know rumors are swirling that he don't like he doesn't like Tyler Perry as well. But
I don't
do
like
think
Tyler
if it,
Perry.
do you think that if it was a brother that had directed and made the movie, he would have had a different output on it, a different perspective on it?
I can't really call that with Spike, man. With Spike, it's funny, man. Like I say, Spike, he's a good director. He envisions really good stuff as far as, you know, he's made a lot of great movies and everything. A lot of them, you know, we wouldn't know, you know, unless you were a movie fan and you actually took the time to sit down and watch that. But to answer your question, I honestly don't really think he would have had too much guff, but the fact remains, see, here's the big thing about that problem. Quentin Tarantino is a white man. He's fascinated with the word nigga, you know. Samuel L. Jackson makes him feel comfortable with saying it or putting it in a movie. Quentin ain't a bad dude, but, you know, there is speculation and rumor basically calling that man an asshole, and he probably is. You know, I haven't met him directly. I've read some of the things that have been said about the guy, but he's not a bad guy. He makes great movies. You know what I'm saying? Some may not agree. Some may disagree. But I feel he makes good movies. I've seen just about everything he's done. You know, Spike beef, like I say, Spike is having a hard time getting his stuff out, as rightly so, because Hollywood is hard against blacks as far as, you know, that aspect of making your own movie. You know, same thing with Tyler Perry. I don't feel Tyler Perry on some joints and everything, you know. It's only so many times I can watch Madea and look at, you know, a dude in a dress, you know, acting like somebody's grandma. It's comedy. It was cool in the play. It was cool in the Chitlin' Circuit when he was doing the plays and everything. And I can appreciate the fact that the man, he overcame adversity and you know, he did what he had to do, man, you know, to get out there. But at the same time, man, you know, look at the movie for what it is, man, entertainment, and stop trying to find, you know, some way to just crucify it. You know,
I gotta look at it like this too, because I know, you know, when they talked to Jamie about it, you know, his outtake on it was, you know, he called it a hip hop version of Roots. You know, he said that it's a new age version of Roots. You know, a quick version. But it's a new age version of Roots. He said also, and you got to understand a lot of the new generation, these young children, these young kids out there, you know, they don't have a lot of knowledge. I don't know exactly how much education they're getting in schools about the slavery era, but, you know, a lot of these new kids aren't, you know, don't know a whole lot about that. So, you know, a lot of these new kids aren't, you know, never watched Roots, you know, like we did. So he said, you know, this movie was kind of a way to give the new generation a little bit of an outlook of what it was truly like back then.
Well, I can't exactly agree with his analogy as a hip hop version of Roots. Roots, like I say, I grew up watching Roots, man. So I watched Roots when it first came on, and you know, Christmas special with Roots and all that. You know, I watched it. It's his version, I'm just going to, a lot of y'all don't know that, you know, and I was telling this to my girl, my fiance and everything, I was telling her, you know, she had never seen Roots. She can't watch it, you know what I'm saying? And with Roots, that was history, you know. Roots was soft compared to what Quentin Tarantino was doing. Another thing that a lot of y'all don't know about, you ever heard of spaghetti westerns? Okay, well, Spaghetti Western was done by an Italian director, Sergio, I can't remember his last name, but it was Sergio something, but he did, like, a lot of the older Clint Eastwood movies, you know, Fistful of Dollars, Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. That's what it was, like, real cheesy, but that's what
right.
Quentin Tarantino was trying to do with it, and that's what it is. That's all it is. It's just a black spaghetti. Well, I ain't going to say spaghetti. It's just a black a rendition of that, and that's what he did, you know. And like I say, a lot of people got to look at stuff for what it is. It's just entertainment. And it's at our expense and part of our
history. Well, you know, a lot of people take the whole N-word thing a real serious these days. I know, you know, another rumor I had heard about was that, you know, they were possibly talking about remastering Roots and bleeping the N-word. So imagine watching the Roots series and they keep bleeping or they keep blocking out the N-word.
That is the only word. And if you've grown up ever watching television, nigga is the only word that they will not bleep out on regular television. Now, in this politically correct world we live in now, you know, they might possibly be. But as far as I've known, when I was going to school and I was in an interracial school mixed with black and white, majority white, nigga is the only word, not nigga, that's our term, nigger, with the er, the aggressive sound, er. That is the only word that has never been bleeped out on regular television that is okay, that's not the seven dirty words list. Now, in this day and age, you know, politically correctness and everything, maybe they bleep it out, maybe they don't. Who knows? I haven't really seen anything of that nature on television, you know, that aggressive. But back to what, like I was saying, people need to take stuff like that for face value. Point in case, there are the Django dolls that are out now. Dolls, dolls, they got the Django action.
Saw that.
And we got the good reverend, he's trying to boycott them. Now, let me just put this out here. Nobody got pissy when Master P came out with his little doll. Nobody got pissy when you know, Flavor Flav had his little doubt. I mean, I'm going to call it what it is. You know, if you want to talk about coonery, okay, it's coonery, okay, if you want to go that way. But it's just an action figure. You know, it ain't got, like, nobody walking around with no nooses around their neck. Ain't nobody got no sheets on their head. you know, hollering white power and none of that. It's just an action figure, and I'm most definitely going to get mine because they're going to be collector's items, you know, with all the attention
Well, you know, I mean, I agree. I mean, it's toys, man. I mean, people.
It's action figures, man. It ain't like he had a noose on his head, nothing like that, man. It's action figures, you know?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's far worse stuff out there, you know, but it's just the fact that people are, you know, getting carried away. You know,
yeah.
With the whole thing, you know. Now, I saw the movie, you know, and it wasn't that bad. It ain't nothing worse than, like, listening to Lil Wayne or what's that new dude? I can't remember his name, man. It's some new dude that they said looked like Martin Lawrence off of the Martin Lawrence film. I can't remember the third name, man, but you know what I'm saying? With all the rap music, with all the stuff you see on cable, and everything like that, and people are having a baby about, you know, the N-word and the rampant use, man, I'll just let it go, man, and fight over something legitimate. You know, that's all I'm saying, man. Stop. Pick your battles, man. Stop trying to fight over bullshit that really has no relevancy now, you know. Fight about what was going on. You know, I ain't see nobody raising a finger at what was going on over the elections with all the rampant racism that was going on. I ain't see nobody really raise a finger when that another brother got shot down there in Florida, you know, but with the Stand Your Law, Stand Your Ground law. I ain't heard nobody else talk about Trayvon Martin anymore, you know. And you know, and they want to get huffy about a movie and everything. With everything that's going on in the news, nobody talked about that white dude that went out there and blew up that currency exchange and everything. All we was focused on was Kanye and his old lady, you know, the hoe with the baby and everything. She's still married, you know. Everybody was focused on that, you know, Kardashian and everything. But, you know, we focus on the wrong things, man, you know, to get mad about. Get mad about something that directly affects you, like the fact that our wages and our tax, you know, taxes, you know, they minimal, but there still ain't going to be no middle class, man. Get mad about stuff like that, man. This stuff right here, man, get mad when somebody actually, you know, comes up and shoots one of your kids. Get mad about that. You know, we focused on too much nonsense to worry about the real stuff that's going on, man. You know, and that's what killed me about the whole Django thing, man. You know, and if anything, all it did was give publicity to the movie and push it over. It's number two.
Well, you know, controversy sells. I mean, that's the that's been the key for so long, you know, and a lot of cats feed off of it. So, you know, I mean, that's almost like the whole, you know, you mean we talk about ridiculousness. I mean, you know, we can talk about the Honey Boo Boo reality show because Boo Boo is exactly what it is. But
it's Boo Boo, but it's funny,
also,
man. You know,
we can also talk about rapper Shorty Low. You know, talking about doing a reality show with his 11 kids and 10 baby mamas.
Right. And see, that's the stuff they ain't mad about. You know, now they boycotting it and everything because it shows the ridiculous. And then the females that are getting involved in it, you know what I'm saying? Shorty Low and his baby mamas. They signed up for that. And some producer thought there was humor in what was going on with Shorty Low and his peoples, man. And they signed up for that, man. You know, just like some of these reality shows that we watch, man. People, they sign a dotted line for that foolishness, man. Real Housewives and shit. My girl in there watching that shit, you know, every other day when it come on, man. And it's foolishness. And I can't, you know, and you get sucked into it. I walk past the room and look and see that foolishness. And it's old women versus young women. Young women versus young women. Dykes versus dykes. You know, and they in that foolishness, man. And people watch that. You know what I'm saying? Honey Boo Boo. Funny, fucking hilarious, funny, but we watch it, and they know we watch it, you know what I'm saying?
That's
but
ridiculous.
Again, it all goes back to say, we get mad at the wrong shit, and it's just that simple. People get mad at the wrong shit, but all that being said, man, I'm going to try to slide into some music real quick before my man get on here. I don't even know what to play, man. I want to play, you know what, I'm going to play this, what is this? I'm going to play some Roz Kahn. You know, this is stuff from 2012, man, that you know what, even better, I'm going to play my man Saigon. I had a chance to kick it with him in 2012, you know, Ghost, Killer Priest, Sheik Louch, I can't pronounce it, man, but the brothers is funny, man. And I had a chance to kick it with them, man, when they came to Chicago. And, man, Saigon, man, if you ain't heard nothing about Saigon, man, you need to check this joint out. This is Saigon and Styles P. This is dope, man. So I'm going to hit you with that. Maybe two joints, and then we're going to come back and we're going to chit-chat. And we'll work it out. We'll hash it out. But we're going to go from there. I'm going to hit you with the Saigon. Let me know what you think. Give us a call. Call in number 718-766-4553. Call in. Let me know what you think about some of these joints for 2012. And then as we go on, next show we'll work on some more stuff. All right, here we go.
I could be parallel to that as hell, equivalent to ignorance, depends on the matter. Well, if it's that insignificant, I just have to tell a nigga to kick rocks with flip-flops. Rapper ever tell to sit in a cell, it's a stick top. I ain't paying the this job, he ain't getting the wristwatch. I'm the realest to make it, he taking dick in the shit box. I kinda get why I'm legit, mostly to the folks who think dominant. I see why this honest shit is so prominent. See the kids is rhyming it, it ain't live, not a line of it. You ain't hood money, not good money, you kind of fit. The kind of vagina I get on some Lola Falana shit. In the day, not bobbing it with that coke in them llamas, bitch. Hold up, what time is it? The clock strikes 10. I guarantee none of y'all be on the block like him. Cock the fit back, you get back. Who click back, you still dad. A lot of niggas bust their guns, but not like this. The record labels are scared of me. Internet got a back. First they said I was gangster, then they said not exactly. I rap about politicians, rap about protection. The loser maneuvers, the Edgar Hoover reenacted. Being them on my black shit, they be trying to silence me. But to do that shit, they'll have to do it violently. Clack, clack, that, 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 rap, that, 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 that. Niggas bust their guns, but not like them.
A lot of niggas bust their guns, but not like them. Y'all niggas is lukewarm, y'all ain't hot like them. Some motherfuckers, my brothers, they are not my friends. We the band with the bonds, from grams on the hook. A lot of niggas bust their guns, but not like them. Y'all niggas is lukewarm, y'all ain't hot like them. Some motherfuckers, my brothers, they are not my friends. We the band with the bonds, from grams on the arm, the uncut dope. You had to land on the farm, rapping in the arenas, rubber bands to the mom, getting high to Sinatra in the sands of the palms. Reminiscing on rapping with Big, the man was Don. Niggas did it big, but not like them. Drink champagne in the ocean just to drown my sins. Should I pray with ballet full around my bench? These niggas know my beginning, but not my end. It's me and Saigon and the Pison. Never behind us like we Verizon. Go ahead and chill out, get your vibe on. Cause this could be the day that you died on.
Ahead of my dear, come on. Fly, yeah, we ain't going nowhere. And this
real motherfucker right
not
here.
Not only in dreads, the motherfucking triumvirate. Foster past the box, sort of that you come with. This jungle criminal to me, said rodent strange. You wild intelligent, change your name into brain. It happens all the time. Press the face on the glass, just see me shine. Anticipate me rhyme. World has a nice word. Good placement with statements. Animate birds. You spit that shit for naught. Candy styles are getting licked like dog balls in Central Park. My verbal's just as far. By merely existing, you're a douchebag. You only can flow when you twist it. I rap my rhymes in them old school black and white composition books. iPhone rappers be shook. Cause they don't have an app for you dummies talk shit. Hey, yo, after smack,
we right here. We right here, motherfucker, right here. A tight square, we right here. We right here, we ain't going nowhere. No fear, no care. Right here, motherfucker, right here. Light years ahead of my dear. Fly, yeah, we ain't going nowhere. And this real motherfucker
I'm stepping
right
in the park, brothers bowling on the court. Smell the lie off the door, getting money is a sport. Light a fort, give a nod to my niggas on the floor. Keep the stranger in the jewels, I'll probably wind up falling short. Hey yo, even in the daytime, I flow like Corona. Go ahead, play yourself, motherfucker, be a donor. From here to California, lovers love my lead. They only love you as a flower and here I am a seed. What you gonna do with bleed? When I pull you underground, hit you with a pound of rounds, fuck around. Find the sound from New York to the town that explains what you're feeling. We nice, swingers to bring it, baby boy, East Coast. Three dice, trip any number four, a slice of the wonder. Under any light post, I'm lightning the thunder. Coming out the sprinkler, rinsing off the sins. Where I've been in your face, dope and vanish for rinse. We right here, motherfucker, right here. A tight square, we right here. We right here, we ain't going nowhere. No fear, no care. Right here, motherfucker, right here. Light years ahead of my dear. Fly, yeah, we ain't going nowhere. And this real motherfucker right here.
Yo, and we back. We right here, motherfucker. Right up here. You know what I'm saying? That was my man, Sadat X, Drez, and Jarobi. Where you think you're going to hear that joint at? That was one of the 2012 pieces slept on. If you ain't get that Sadat X album, the new one, you would have missed out on that. But I got another one for you tonight. Then we have my man, Saigon and Style P. Not like them. I actually heard him perform that before he came out on the album, man. That's The Greatest Story Never Told, number two. Man, cop them joints, man. This is what you don't hear on the radio. This is the shit you miss when you tuning in to that other bullshit, man. And, yeah, I'm going to try to not to be so biased this year against some of that stuff, man, but it's hurting my ear, man, for real. But, yeah, that's what's popping right now. Them was the two joints, man, for 2012, man. Get them albums, man. Sadat X, Saigon. Get them joints, man. Because you missing out, man. When, you know, you youngsters is missing out. Man, we got a call right here. D, why don't you go on and take the reins for a minute? You up in the joint, man?
No doubt.
Okay, D. Okay, hold it down, man. I'm going to see who this is on the telly, man.
Go get it. No doubt in the building. Nod your head Wednesday with your boy Brock Gunny and your boy D Slade in the building. You already know how we do it. You know, absolutely. I mean, we're getting it in. Waiting for the one and only Talib Kweli to join us. And I will give him the proper introduction because being the incredible hip-hop artist that he is, he deserves a proper introduction. So, absolutely. Hopefully, he's in the building with us right now, so we're definitely going to get it in with him. I like to call one of the geniuses of hip-hop, one of the most intelligent brothers of hip-hop, dropping nothing but knowledge on a lot of his joints and a lot of his songs. And if you ain't got a chance to check it out, definitely make sure you check out the new mixtape, you know, that he dropped, Attack the Block, Hotness, nothing but hotness. So definitely make sure you guys get out there and check it out. And as always, keep tuning into the D-Hour Radio Network Sunday through Thursday. You never know who's going to be on. You never know who's going to be hanging out with us. As always, you know, we get it in. Nod your head Wednesday, the premiere hip hop show on the DL Radio Network. And I think my man Talib, if he's in the building, I think he deserves a proper introduction, L1 and Brock. So can I give him a proper introduction?
Do what you do, man. Do what you do.
Ladies and gentlemen, ever since emerging as a member of Black Star in the late 1990s, Talib Kweli is one of the fewest artists making commercially viable music that matters. The Brooklyn-bred rapper's hard-hitting music has been able to educate and entertain simultaneously. So it is no wonder that at the peak of their fame, both Jay-Z and 50 Cent named Talib Kweli as one of their favorite rappers. With Eardrum, his first album released on his Blacksmith Music and his sixth album overall, Talib has delivered his career-defining work, a polished collection of showcasing his advanced lyricism and his penchant for picking music that resonates long after the song ends. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm nod your head Wednesday welcome to the one and only Mr. Talib Kweli.
Oh, that's very nice. Leave it to my man Guy Smiley over there, man, to bring it in, man. He does what he does.
Talib, how you doing, bro?
I'm good. How y'all feeling?
We good, bro. Thank you so much, man, for joining us on the show tonight.
Oh, of course.
Go ahead, bro.
Yo. So what's really going on, man? How are you feeling, man? How's life treating you, man? How's 2013 starting for you so far?
You know, it's good so far. I'm working hard. I got an album about to come out. There's a lot of things going on. I'm super, super busy. Running a label. I'd like to maybe be more creative at this point, but I've finished the album, so now it's about getting it out.
Yeah, I was just reading that up on Hip Hop DX, man, about the Prisoner of Conscience is the name of the LP, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I was just reading about that they pushing it back or.
Well, there's a couple of different situations. One, I'm switching labels. I was on Blacksmith. I'm on Jabody now, still being distributed by Capital EMI. So I'm doing a more independent thing. But two, because of that, I added some new songs to it. And when you add new songs, you need new clearances. You need to make sure the producers is taking care of samples and everything. So with the label switch plus the new songs, I figured April would be the safest bet.
Okay. That gives me more insight on what's going on. Because, it was just like, okay, they're pushing it back to April 23rd. No bearing on what what was going on with that.
No, we used to be in the industry where the labels would push stuff back if they felt like there wasn't a buzz enough for it. We don't really live in that. The artist is more in control now than these days, so it's not really that. If you see something get pushed back, it's because if you're an artist signed to a label, like you don't have a distribution deal, Then they can shelf you and push you back. But most artists have the foresight to have their own companies at this point. So, it's just a matter of whether or not you're ready,
Okay, yeah, that's what's up, man. I was curious about that. That was one of the questions I wanted to ask you, man. What's different in the industry now compared to, back then when you were coming up, a Reflection Eternal and you were on Raucous? And how do you feel about the industry?
The difference is money. There used to be money in this business.
No more money in this business. No.
That's real.
I mean, it's real though. I mean, it's like at this point, it eliminates the fluff. If you rapping now, it's because you really want it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you really, really want it. People say what they want about Trinidad James because he just started rapping or whatever. But he might want it more than some of y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's one of the things I was really curious about, man. I wanted to know, what you thought about this new age of hip hop right now, because I know right now, man, it's a lot of people. We've had a lot of cats on the show, Master A, Special Ed, a lot of the premier cats, who definitely got it off the ground, but a lot of people are upset, man. Especially the real hip hop heads. Upset with some of the new stuff that they've been listening to lately, and you hear a lot of people saying they don't want to listen to the radio and different things like that. They rather listen to the old stuff. But man, just your take, man, on what's going on with hip hop right now.
I mean, hip hop is never supposed to be defined by the mainstream. So if you look into the mainstream to define hip hop for you, you're already losing. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's always been pop music that people don't like. The Cold Crush probably didn't appreciate what LL did. You know what I'm saying? Like, they was like, look at his young buck. Like, what's he trying to do? Like, that's not fly.
Right.
So people were attached to the music from their generation. And black music in general, and it's just a thing with hip-hop, We don't pay enough respect to our elders. So, you know, these young cats coming up, is a shame that they don't know the Brand Nubians and the Beating Us of the World. That's a shame.
Oh, man.
You know, but that's not something that anybody should be mad about. You know, it's just like,
right.
You know, and if you're a cat that is coming into business now, it's so crazy where you got to decide. Like, you got to decide how you're going to come. You know, if you're gonna play the radio game, you need to be ready with your money, with your relationships, with your, you know, or if you know, you could play that game, or you could just do your art. You could get on the internet and do your art, be a Tumblr rapper, SoundCloud, whatever. You know, but you got to make that decision early. And then if you look at the examples of people who make that decision, that's how it comes with people you're excited about, whether it's the new rappers, whether it's Kendrick or Joey Badass or somebody, it's because they're taking their music into their own hands. And that's always going to be the way to go.
No,
yeah,
real.
You're absolutely correct, man. You know, I used to be sour grapes, man, on a lot of these up and coming, you know, rappers, and you know, I'm trying to change, man, because like I say, I'm way back in the golden age, and I'm still stuck on that age, man. It's hard, man. You know, but yeah, I can appreciate, man. You know, listening to how you guys came up, you know, you and Most. And how you guys came up and how you've evolved over the time, man. Because, you know, I've listened to how the band beats, you know, off of your albums have transcended and everything. I've also watched you come up lyrically, you know. You've always had the lyrics, but I've just listened to how you've changed up. You kind of remind me of, like, Common, like when he first started and how he transcended, you know, his lyrics and everything, you know, as he was going, man. So I can appreciate that, man. And, you know, hearing what you was just saying about, you know, how the music changes, man, you know?
Right.
So that's what's up, man. That's what's up. I was talking to you in the little green room, man, earlier, and I remember you. You were in Chicago. You've been in Chicago on numerous occasions, but you and one associate of mine, my guy Third Rail, had, you know, some words exchanged and everything, and that's how I actually got a chance to talk to you, because I had called in on the station, and you and him were, like, going back and forth on, you know, during the call, which I thought was odd, because you, like, both, you know, you guys got on the phone and just, you know, tried to hash it out, and I thought that was cool of y'all the way y'all did that, man. But that's how I actually met you. I met you at a couple of shows, too, man. Like, so I know you don't remember me. Have you and Third actually kind of squashed that? Or have you talked to him since or nah?
So who, again, say that again?
Third Rail out of Chicago.
To be honest with you, I haven't even heard that name since back then. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what he would do. But, you know, I learned a lesson from that. You know, I'm somebody who is very, very passionate about music. And I just assumed everyone grew up the same way I did and had the same type of passions, you know? And I couldn't understand why I just couldn't understand why someone would go that hard, you know, for something that was for a perceived slight, you know what I'm saying? Like this is not somebody who I had ever met in my life, you know what I'm saying? Like, you take the word of some next man of something I did, and you decide to try to, you know what I'm saying? But I mean, it's you know, I was green in the business at that time, you know. I probably would let that shit roll off my shoulder at this point, but I took it like you're trying to take food out of my kid's mouth.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Like I said, y'all, you know, I assumed, you know, that because, like I said, the conversation back then, the way it was going, you know, y'all kind of hashed it out and you know, settled your differences and everything. But that's just me, like, you know, I've met you on a couple of occasions, man.
Right.
You know, had a chance to chit chat with you, man. But no, man, you know, that's what's up, man. Like I said, you know, D'll tell you, man, I'm real critical of, you know, some of the music that's coming out. You know, I like some Kendrick Lamar, a couple of other cats that can't. Joey Badass, it's unfortunate what happened to his associate, man,
yeah,
you know,
crazy.
Over the holidays and everything, you know. But, you know, it is what it is, man. You know, it's good to see up-and-coming people still, you know, grasping, you know, the concept of their albums and stuff like that and you know, trying to hold some type of integrity as opposed to just going all-out ringtone commercial. You know what I mean?
No doubt.
Right.
No doubt. We got our boy Leo building. Leo, we got Teller Quelly in the house, man. You got any questions for him?
Oh yeah, definitely. How you doing, man? It's definitely an honor to speak with you. My question for you. Well, let me start by saying I was at your performance a couple months ago at Community College in Philadelphia. You rocked it. And, you know, I guess it's a quote unquote a stereotype is just to say that, you know, some artists become outdated, and it's the honest to God truth. Like, when I heard what you did, you did a freestyle over a couple of new industry beats, and you straight ripped it, man. Straight ripped it. Oh, and it's so current. It's current. Your flavor is current still. So, my question for you is, do you feel like you're at your high? Like you're satisfied where you are? Or do you want to push for more? Or is there something still out there that you need to accomplish?
Definitely. I mean, never satisfied. And definitely a lot I need to accomplish. I do think I get better. I think most artists get better at their craft. A lot of people do retreat into that, you know, I know what I know, you know, and I've always been receptive to new artists and new sounds and stuff. The reason I can rhyme to them beats is because I'm familiar with them songs. I'm familiar with what kids respond to lyrically is different than what it was when I was coming up, and I'm aware of what the differences are. So even in the way I write rhymes, I keep my same style, but, you know, I update, you know, the punchlines, update what I feel like, you know, people are going to respond. The same way a stand-up comedian has to be topical, you know, you just got to keep up with it, you know. I watch The Daily Show and Stephen Colbert every day, and it's like these guys coming up with fresh material every night. You know, they got a team of writers, definitely, but. You know, it's impressive to me to see someone still. Both of them shows been on for years, you know, almost 10 years, and stuff. They still coming up with fresh material every night. Even somebody like Jay Leno, people like the Family Guy joke, the old Family Guy joke about people like to diss Jay Leno, but here's a dude coming up with fresh material. Not all of it is gonna be hot. Not all of it's gonna make you chuckle. You know what I'm saying? But you gotta respect somebody who just keep coming with it. And those are the people who are my inspirations.
And I do applaud you for staying true to you. Because, you know, some artists change their style, they change their flow, they change the way that they ride the beat just simply to transcend with what's going on that's current. And then one thing that you did, and I know a lot of artists, like, for instance, Meek Mills, I applaud him as well because he stayed true to himself through the different times in music. So definitely I do applaud you for doing that, man. That's real, and you'll always be, you know, one of my top.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
No doubt. Talib, I wanted to say, too, that I heard the new mixtape you dropped, Attack the Block, man. It's real. It's hotness, man. I'm loving definitely a lot of the joints that you have on there. But the new album that you're working on, tell us a little bit about that and what can the fans expect?
Working on it for a long time. Got the single out with Kendrick Lamar and Currency, pushed through off of that. But one of the joints from Mixtape, outstanding, with Ryan Leslie's Last Book of Life is going to be in the album. Dropping a new joint with Harry Fraud in a couple of weeks. I'm excited about it. I got some RZA production on it, Busta Rhymes on it, Melanie Fiona, Miguel. There's some good things.
Now, you still going the live instrumentation direction with it, or is it just, you know, production?
I'm a fan of producers. I got, you know, a lot of Oh No, as Symbolic One is on there, E. Jones. But, you know, all the tracks got live elements.
Well, you know what next question I'm about to hit you with. When can we expect another Black Star album, man?
I'm not sure about that, you know, but you can definitely expect those.
That's real. I know a lot of the fans is definitely looking forward to that, man, because people keep playing the first one you guys had like crazy, and me, myself included. But I know I got one more for you, man. And my question, I know a lot of the hip-hop fans and the new cast is probably that's definitely listening right now. For these young cats coming up, man, these cats that really want to make it in this hip-hop genre, man, in this business, and want to be great hip-hop artists, what advice do you give these young cats?
Just be true to yourself. Find your niche. Get good at it, what you do. Any rapper that you like is because they got their own style. It's because they're good at what they do, and they developed it over time. And, you know, you got to spend a lot of time, like Malcolm Gladwell and said, you got to spend, in order to be a master of your craft, you spend at least 10,000 hours at your craft. You got to look at your time. If you put 10,000 hours into rap and all that time you spend in retweeting links to your mixtape, if you spent half the time like rapping and learning your craft, you'd probably be a lot better.
No doubt. No doubt, man. And, you know, me and Brock earlier was talking about the movie Django Unchained. Did you get a chance to check it out? What did you think about it?
I saw it. I thought it was a very entertaining movie. I thought it was classic Tarantino. It wasn't no Pulp Fiction, you know, but, you know, it was pretty good.
No doubt. No doubt. Brock?
Yo, so basically, man, so where can people get more information about Talib, what he's doing, the mixtapes? Where can they search, you know, out that information for you?
You can search talibkweli.com. Definitely is where you get all the information. But I'm on Twitter, I'm on Tumblr, I'm on Facebook. I'm heavy, you know, on names. But, you know, the website is where you get the official info.
No doubt.
That's what's up. A little bit after the show, man, I would like to see you back here in Chicago again. Is there any chance of that happening?
I'm coming to DJ a gig, and I'm bringing Bun B, Corey Moe, as an artist I'm working with on my label, Javoti. So we're rocking that up for March.
Let me ask you this, Talib. Have you ever made your way out to Arizona?
Yeah, plenty of times.
Okay, no doubt, no doubt.
Yeah. So what's going on, man? All the MCs. You said you was at the Mid. I noticed Erykah Badu was up there. What's going on with everybody DJing now, man? What's going on with that, man?
I can't speak for everybody else, but for me, you know, I love music, and it's something that's lucrative. It's like, you know, you be at home, you go out. For me, it started with going out to a restaurant, going out to a club, going out to a spot, and hearing the DJ, and being like, I could do better than that. You know, they're like, and then one day somebody asks you, and you're like, all right, and then that's where it started. You know, I'm somebody who's still learning technically. Had a DJ.
Okay,
but,
I was just going to ask you, did you like always spin?
I was spinning at the crib for people. You know, I know my music. I know a lot about music. I know a lot. So that's really where my talent lies in DJing, you know, right? I can't do no tricks, but at this point I can at least bring the blend in and play the right songs, you know?
You know what? That's all that matters. As long as you ain't slamming, you all right with me. You can blend. You all right with me, man.
Lemon, I've learned over time. When I first started, I was just slamming on it.
You just drop the needle on and put the fade on, and you slam it in. No jicker, no nothing.
You gotta learn. You know what I learned though? The thing about with DJing, when you really start doing it for real, you quickly learn the first lesson that has nothing to do with you. You know, you go in there thinking like, oh, I'm gonna play this, I'm gonna kill him with this, I'm gonna kill him, and it has nothing to do with that.
Right.
Like,
I've been
playing for the vibe of the crowd.
A lot of cats been, you know, doing the DJ as a side hustle, man. So I've been peeping that. I know Tip does it.
Tip, at this point, ain't no side hustle for him. There's certain artists that have elevated, Questlove, D-Nice, Tip, that have started as a side hustle, but now it's full-fledged. I haven't elevated to that point. I'm close. I ain't there yet. Badu is not there yet either. We still in the minor leagues.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? That's all right, though, man. Like I say, as long as you ain't coming in, you know, slamming the beats and you know, just totally fucking up. You know what I mean?
Well, I tell you what, come to Shrine in March, and you can give me some pointers.
Yeah, I'm gonna come check it. Matter of fact, I'm gonna keep your mask, man, because I got a guy, man. He's trying to do stuff at the House of Blues too. He's plugged into a lot of cats, man. He just had Jazz O out here, and the Def Squad was out here. I was at that show too. You know, chilling out with them. So I'm going to keep your mask, man, and, you know, politic with you about that, because I'm sure he wants to do some business with you, man, you know, get you back out here, whether it's spinning or doing what you do, man. I would love to see that Black Star joint come together, man. I've been seeing it.
I'm guaranteed we're going to do some few shows this year. I don't know when we're going to get an album done.
Yeah, we'll hammer it out. We're going to try to get you back in Chicago, man, even after March, man. We're going to hammer it out.
Word up.
No doubt.
I'm sorry, D. Go ahead, man.
No, well, Talib, I just want to say for myself, man, and definitely for Brock, man, we we wholeheartedly appreciate you coming on the show, man. Like I said, like 50 and like Jay, you are definitely one of our favorites of all time. But you know, it's definitely an honor, man, to because we definitely agree together that you are what you know, real hip hop is all about. That's what we enjoy and that's what we like. So it was truly an honor and a pleasure to have you on the show with us.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
No, thank you, sir, for coming on, man. Very much appreciated.
All right, y'all.
All right. You have a blessed night, bro.
All right, too.
That was the incredible Talib Kweli on the show.
No doubt. No
2013,
doubt.
2013, we trying to pull him in there, man. I'm going to try to keep that, you know, I'm going to try to holler at my man, and I got his math, man. I'm going to try to holler at him and get him out of Chicago. Also, if you happen to be in Chicago this upcoming Friday, which is, if I'm not mistaken, the 11th, we got the God himself, Rakim, performing at the Shrine. So if you happen to be out of Chicago, man, and you want to see the guy Rakim, that's where it is. Chicago, the Shrine, Rakim. They just had Death Squad over there. And we're trying to put some more things together, man, out here with the people. So, you know, if you're out this way, this is where you need to go, you know. This is where you need to be, you know. And hopefully my man D will get him out there in Arizona and you can peep him out there in Arizona and abroad, man.
No doubt. I got some peoples here, man, I'm gonna get in touch with, man, and I'm going to definitely shoot them, get them the information to definitely try to get them out here. I know a lot of cats out here, the real hip-hop heads out here would definitely appreciate that. So I'm definitely going to get on that.
You know, something else I want to touch on, man, I seem to touch on this, like, every time we get on the show, man. A lot of times we ain't going to get people. A lot of times we will get people to appear on the show. For that brother to come on and spend 15, maybe 10, 20 minutes and get on here with it, that's what I'm talking about, man. That's cats that are never too big to do small things. And I don't consider our show a small thing, but that was a chunk of his time. He could have been in the studio somewhere performing. He could have been laid up, chilling, whatever, man. He took time to come on the show and represent. And that's what I'm talking about, man. It's a lot of cats my man D deal with that I deal with that don't eat enough humble pie. You know what I'm saying? Regardless of what you may think or how big you are or how enormous you think you are, you ain't never too big to get knocked back down on your ass, man. Because when you lose your fans, it's a wrap, B. It ain't no more, you know, I'm this, I'm that. I'm so-and-so, you know. If I don't know you or you, you know, and I don't even want to use the term irrelevant, but if you ain't relevant, you pretty much are irrelevant. And it's shows like ours that make you relevant, no matter how much you think it ain't, people still listening, people still checking out.
And I wholeheartedly agree, ladies and gentlemen, definitely especially what Brock is talking about right now, because, you know, the thing about that is, you know, just like you said, it really don't matter what's your status quo and what your status is. Like a lot of artists, you know, you can be hot 1 minute and not the other minute, you know, not the next. But you know, the focus of us in the D-Hour Network, you know, we not only do we like to give indie artists, you know, an opportunity to be heard and showcased, you know, so people can hear fresh new talent, but there's a lot of artists out there, you know, hip hop artists, R&B artists, you know, in the whole nine, that who used to be incredible artists and people you know of our generations and other generations used to love listening to, and then they stopped making music for a while, and then this new generation really don't really know too much about them, or really don't know nothing about them at all. So what we like to do, you know, is get them on the D-Hour Network. And just in politic with them and talk to them and see what's going on with them and give and kind of reintroduce them to the younger crowd, reintroduce them to the younger generation so they can get to know them like we did and enjoy their music like we did. And that's the purpose behind it. You know, there's no BS behind it. You know, that you know there don't need to be attitudes and you know it's all a business. You know, it's all entertainment. You know, and we're just trying to, you know, what we like to call, you know, we're just trying to give people what we like to call real radio, you know, and that's basically the, you know, the basis behind it. We just want to give the younger crowd, the younger generation, an opportunity to like or love or not the artists that we used to like, you know, listening to and the kind of and the kind of music we were getting into, to kind of give you the younger generation an idea of what, you know, real hip hop was all about, you know, what real R&B was all about. Just giving you guys a chance to get to know, you know, artists, you know, a lot of the artists that, you know, we grew up listening to. And that's basically the purpose behind it, you know, and just giving them a chance to tell the younger generation their story and their opinion about what they think it takes to be successful in this business. Because a lot of them cats do have longevity in this business. And when I say longevity, I mean, I'm talking about 10 years, 15, 20, 30 years in the business. You know, there's a lot of artists that can't even say that, you know, so it's really important to get these cats on and for the new artists like yourselves that are listening to really take heed to what they're talking about.
Yeah. And on that note, Leo, I just want to say too that, Meek Mill did get his ass handed to him by Cassidy. I'm just saying. That 10-minute dish he put out. I'm just saying he got his ass handed to him. That's all I'm saying, man. So, but on that note, man, we're going to stop rumbling with the mouse. And I'm going to play one of my all-time favorite groups from the class of 90. And this is my man. Hopefully he call in tonight. One half of the Beatnuts, Psycho Less. I'm going to play a couple of joints by the Beatnuts, man. This is a group that started off, man, off of Relativity Records. They was around when Common first started out, like around 90, 93. And this was classic. This is where production and you needed hell of cash. Well, not even so much hell of cash, a little bit money for sample clearances, because these cats could snatch some beats, man. Thus the name Beatnuts. But not Beast, but Beatnuts. But I'm going to go and let y'all hear this. This joint is let off a couple, version 1 and 2, and then we're going to play a classic. And then we're going to get back and we're going to run our mouth some more. So hold tight. We'll be back.
Get wet up, up in the setup. You bleed for real, forget get the ketchup, and you can tell I'm proper. Rapping planning while you selling copper. You cross my path, I have you hanging from a helicopter. This my world, but I ain't down with him, Bundy. Living with zombies, got me soft and hungry like if I was Gandhi. You try to set it, you I regret it, I'm fly poetic. You die pathetic, cause you're sweeter than a diabetic. Lyric historian, crown valid, Victorian. Rapper memoriam, been doing it, this the auditorium. Visionary, missionary, you get the picture scary. Switch you like Barry, have your name in the obituary.
We got no feelings for ya. We're breaking hearts, chopping breaks apart. Technically, we grab you with the state of art. Let it start, towards your camcorder. I hear me slam harder with this lyrical mad order.
Stay hustling, busting, something disgusting. Only got a few friends and I don't even trust them. Those cats want to see power, I'm gonna crush them. Affiliated, got all the work flowing through customs. Frankly, better make your mark and enforce it. Look at me, the end of my sleeves remain frosted. I lost it, took the ball and ran when they tossed it. Blind shit, not even caring how much it cost. I'm a
dealer, stealing diamonds undercover. And judges drugging is rugged. Still time morgues and expensive whores. Fast car, killers and mad weight. Four high stakes, snitches behind gates will become shark bait. Train pits, you on my hit list. Public enemy, different identity. A chameleon to all civilians. Warfare, political, government affairs. A madman who declares a share. A piece of the action. A percent, yo, you gotta pay rent. Or catch it and facial cat imprints.
And even our senoritas be carrying heaters. Now how you gonna beat us or the leaders? You want the halfway achievers buying out apartment leases. The dough increases. Out of this world, contact just like Reese's Pieces. See, we eat pieces. Strapped on the waistline. But too many talkers in the world of crime. So now I keep mine in the shit. Never mind, forget that. Don't even sweat that. Let me get up on this track and let the world relax. 100, 4, 5, 6,
8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8,
lie to me. I see true career collapse and everything ain't for everyone. Son, stop rap, dang. You make it look so easy for me to get paid, what? But this shit crazy. I've been at it for 5 joints and I still ain't making proper the pocket 1 point. Dang. I paid for my trip to the UK, even spent more than the grip in 2 days. I figure, hey, if I'ma blow right now, then I'ma go right now. My dough low right now, but it'll loosen up as I'm moving up the chart. But the only chart I see is a bust. My money feel cold like crush, but me and my niggas hot, so I know it ain't us. We the shit and we ain't even sell a record yet. Every nigga on my block saying son of that. The mixtape's on, the father of the feature. The problem is none of the feature coming out neither. So you can now neither come forward and say son, I ain't gon' blow and I know it. I can't show it. I should've kept my 9 to 5, but hip hop had me believe that I should try. Look up in the sky where you'd rather be. Lie to yourself, you can't lie to me. You see light, camera, and action. Everything ain't for everyone, son. Stop rap. Look up in the sky where you'd rather be. Lie to yourself, you can't lie to me. I see true careers collapse and everything ain't for everyone, son. Stop rap. Gucci, Louis, Gucci. Niggas kill me when they say they making movies. You know Bruce Lee, Return of the Dragon. Enter the Dragon, enter the stage. Y'all can't imagine, it's no beauty pageant. You don't get picked, you put in work and they love you cause you didn't quit. You don't make movies, you make skits for little tricks in your neighborhood. Then you disappear quick. David Blaine, you can say the blame for yourself. Cause you fucked up, boy, no one else telling yourself. Yeah, we on tour when you win around the world in your bullshit Honda Accord. Oops, a minivan. Duke, did any fans say you the best? Not yet. Change your plans. Go get another career. Cause hip hop is like a ball head for you is not here. Look up in the sky where you'd rather be. Lie to yourself, you can't lie to me. You see like camera in action. Everything ain't for everyone, son. Stop rapping. Look up in the sky where you'd rather be. Lie to yourself, you can't lie to me. I see true career collapse and everything ain't for everyone, son. Stop rapping. Son, stop rapping. Son, stop rapping.
Now that's what I call real hip-hop. Are you a lover of hip-hop? Do you know without a shadow of a doubt that hip-hop is not dead? Then if you do, the place to be is nodyourhead.web.com. At Nod Your Head, get exactly what you want. Pure hip-hop, real hip-hop, untainted hip-hop, and all of the above. Come to nodyourhead.web.com and get all the latest in hip-hop news, videos, and hip-hop music. And see interviews with some of the hottest stars in the game, past and present. And if you come to nodyourhead.web.com, you might just take a trip down hip hop's memory lane. That's nodyourhead.web.com. So come on through, and let's make sure hip hop stays alive and well, no doubt.
Yo, that's my nigga D Slade, MC Guy Smiley, man. Why is every time when I hear that commercial, man, he I can picture this cat, man, with a beer, a Corona, and a cigar. Nodyourhead.web.com. Check that brother out. Nodyourhead.web.com. And we out here.
That's real.
Yo, but yeah, man, man, that last joint, man, some stuff you didn't hear. Some of you may have heard it, some of you may have not heard it. 50 Cent is my guy. He may not be knocking it out like he used to, man, but his last album, man, if you didn't get it, I guess it was a mixtape or an album. That's the new thing. I'm sorry, not a mixtape, mix CD. Yeah, y'all need to go get that 50, man. Like I say, he ain't knocking them out the park like he used to, but that whole CD, man, I'm going to tell you straight like this. If I can get through a whole CD without skipping nothing, that's a good CD, man. Cop that joint, that other joint with Knife Wonder and Buckshot. Y'all need to go get them. I'm just saying, you know, you ain't got to take my word for it, but y'all missing out, man. Y'all straight missing out, man. Ninth Wonder, man, is he ain't been popping as of lately, you know, but this joint right here with the Solution, that's what's up, man. So, yeah, go cop that Solution, Ninth Wonder, and get that 50 Cent, Hate Me Now. Before that, you heard the Beat Nuts. That was hip-hop, man. That was Class of 93. So not even 93, I want to say 91, 92. If you ain't go cop them joints, man, you missing out, man, on some dope stuff, man. That was like before sample clearances got really hairy, you know. But, yeah, go check that out. I got some more stuff coming up later on, man. You know, I got some Rock Marciano. I got some Master Killer. I got some Rozzy Kazi, man, Roz Kaz. Man, I got Action Bronson. I got another one from Sadat X. Go get that album, man. Where are you going to hear Drez and Jarobi on the same album? You know? Y'all got to go cop it, man. I got some Black Poet tonight, man. I got some unreleased Master Killer with ODB. I'm going to hit y'all with all of that, man, a little bit later on tonight, man. But we're going to run our mouth for a little bit more. Hopefully, like I said, we'll get my man Psycho Less in the building. For my Detroit people, you know, since the passing of Jay Dilla, you know, every year, well, this would be the second annual, they're going to have a Jay Dilla Day tribute concert out there in Detroit. And, yeah, they're going to have Taleb up there. They're going to have Royce da 5'9". They're going to have a whole bunch of people out there. You know, they're going to have Illa J, John Yancey, you know, his group, the Yancey Boys. They're going to DJ House Shoes, Spinner. Miguel Atwood Ferguson, you know, it's going to be a lot of people out there. Grap Lover, you know, it's going to be, you know, Yo-Yo Yolanda, Grap Lover. Man, you know, and Live Nation is doing it, man. Y'all watch LiveNation.com, man. They putting the concerts together, man. I'm trying to tell you, man, that Live Nation, the concert out here, that was a Live Nation joint with Def Squad. When the last time you seen Keith Murray, Redman, Eric Sermon together? You know what I'm saying? You know, Keith, he doing his thing, man. That's a crazy dude, man. But when you going to see them catch that, man? You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, y'all, you know, check that out out your way in Detroit, man. They're trying to do some things out there. Tickets range from $20 to $50, and they went on sale yesterday, January 9th. You cop the tickets at Live Nation and Ticketmaster, and go support, man. You know, my man Dilla, he passed away from lupus. You know what I'm saying? That's some sad shit, man. We lost a great one, man, you know. And my man been doing production for a long time, man. At 32, you know what I'm saying? He out of there, man. But his legacy is his own, man. Go out there and support that.
You know, it looks like Cat Williams was arrested again in L.A. after failing to appear in a Sacramento court.
He talked about that, man. And, you know, Cat, man, he's falling in line behind Richard Pryor, man. He's doing a lot of fucked up shit, man, and that's because of them drugs and the circle he keeps, man. But he talked about why he didn't show up to court. If you know, Cat has some he has some kids. Beyond his, if I recall, not biology, but you know what I'm trying to say. They ain't his. Let's put it like that. They ain't his. But
it's not his biological kids.
That's what I'm trying to say. There you go, biological. There we go. See, work together. But yeah, he it was a choice of two court dates, man. He chose the most important to him, and that was his kids. He didn't go to the other court case where he was riding around on the three wheel motorcycle. He went to that one about his kids. Sadly enough, he didn't get his kids. They gave, you know, rights to the person who they had previously denied twice. So, you know, go figure, man. You got to love the, you know, the justice system in America, man. But, you know, Cat kind of brought a lot of that shit on himself, too. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, you got the circle of people you keep, man. You got to stop snorting that shit, man, and get your mind right, man, because you falling right in line with Richard Pryor, and Cat ain't really did nothing substantial, man, in a while, man. He did one little show on Showtime as of lately. We had the old Renaissance hairdo going on. And, you know what I'm saying? He's slipping, man. I mean, I love Cat Williams, man, but he's fucking slipping, man. He get your mind right, dude. And then on top of that, you got Suge managing you, dude? Really? You know, that's just like fire and gasoline, man. You know? But, yeah, he even messing up, man. I mean, I hope he pulled through, but who knows, man? Who knows?
And then also I see Katz is talking about some pictures that was taken of Beyonce chilling with his daughter, Blue Ivy.
Okay. And?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, Katz, I don't know why, you know, I mean, Katz is making a big deal about it, but, you know, I mean, it's just a father chilling with his daughter, you know what I mean? You know, just,
you know what people are tripping on, man, not hip-hop related, man. I was looking at something, V103 out here in Chicago, Doug Banks and Dee Dee and them, and they was talking about Tommy Mottola and Mariah Carey. For those who don't know, Tommy Mottola and Mariah Carey used to be married. Tommy Mottola is a heavyweight in the industry. Dude got to be in his, like, 60s, 70s, whatever. But they were talking about a book that he was writing that he's supposed to be putting out where he credits Mariah's fame to himself. Now, I'm like I say, I'm going to probably get hate on this and everything, and personally, I don't give a fuck. But, yeah, he's personally right. You know what I'm saying? You know, people are, you know, pissy because he's writing a book and everything, and he's, you know, crediting her fame. Yes, God gave Mariah the voice. No doubt about that. Love Jesus. But Tommy Mottola gave her the career. So I'm going to tell you why I say that. When she met Tommy Mottola, she was 23. She was busting down tables. Emphasis on busting down tables. And when she met Tommy, you know, he heard her voice. She has an incredible voice. I ain't taking that away from her. But she was 10 years her senior then. So y'all do the puzzle piecing together and everything. You down on your luck. You busting tables. You're an aspiring singer and everything. Lo and behold, here comes mobbed up Tommy Mottola, record company executive. Here's your voice. Here's your demo. Whatever sees you, you easy on the eye. You looking at him, he looking at you, you got a career, what you going to do? You going to marry the man. And she did. She blamed, she went out there, and she was like, yes, I did all this, I did all that. You did some things. I ain't going to speculate and say she didn't. She might have, she might not have. But at the end of the day, Tommy Mottola made Mariah Carey. Her voice and her albums, she has some stellar albums. She did all the singing, but he pushed the career where it is. And a lot of people was like, you know, beefing about that. And, oh, yeah, well, so he's hurting for money. And Tommy ain't hardly hurting for no money. Please believe me when I tell you, he ain't hurting for no money. Now, Mariah on the other hand, you know, she got over here with Nick, got knocked up with a kid. And they got twins. They got twins, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, like I said, the last thing I'd have seen Mariah do was that little Christmas thing she did I forget the name of the show, but that little Christmas song she did with the Roots and everything. I ain't heard no album from Mariah in a long time, you know. So, you know, it is what it is. Say I'm hating, whatever. Like I say, I'm going to put it to you straight like it is. It wouldn't be no Mariah Carey if it wasn't no Tommy Mottola. And after she left Tommy Mottola, look at the career. That's all I'm saying. What is she doing now? Making babies. She ain't singing. She still look good, but it is what it is, pal. You know?
You know, they were also talking, too, about the situation between her and, because, you know, American Idol's getting ready to start this month, and they were talking about the situation between her and Nicki Minaj on the show. I don't know, man. I think that, you know, it seems that Nicki got a lot more hate press about it, you know, I guess than Mariah, but, you know, my thing is, you know, could people still, you know, complain about the fact of them having Nicki on the show? Okay, granted, you know, she's not a singer, and I understand that,
But she, you know, she does know what it takes to be a star, you know, and I guess she can take, you know, take that experience into the whole situation. Now, how long she's gonna last, you know, whether or not she's gonna do it, you know, after this season is really up in the air. But I think that, you know, like I stated yesterday on the show, you know, they have The Voice, you know, they got American Idol, they have duets, they have X Factor. I don't know how long X Factor is gonna last. But you know, they have all these great singing talent shows. I mean, again, I say, where's the hip hop talent show?
I mean, how are you gonna do that though? You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's a lot of talented MCs and it's a lot of talented rappers, but a lot of cats came right, you know, without curse words and everything. And then two, rap, hip hop right now is looked upon, I guess, still as a fad. You know, it's been almost, what, 40 years, you know, 40, 45 years it's been going. And, you know, it's kind of hard to put a show like that on TV. Can it be done? Yes. Can it be done effective where people will watch? I mean, the most you could probably get is like a freestyle show, you know, with cats freestyle and everything, you know. But I don't know if they could do a show like that, you know, a hip-hop voice. You know what I mean? Because, you know, cats be coming with CD. Yo, start the cue right there, you know what I'm saying? You know, cue the CD
right
up. And, you know, it would be kind of hard for them to even try to do something like that. And then, you know, like I say, just get, well, I ain't going to say get talent, because like I say, there's a lot of talent out there. Can they be found, or where, you know, is it a, will it be a red show? Because I'm going to tell you, the idol show, look at where some of them idols went. The only people that have really done anything are like majority of the black ones. The best one so far is Fantasia. And the rest of them are fade of, you know, off into obscurity. I mean, you know, I can't even, that's how bad it is for me. I can't even remember half the people that won on Idol that have actually done something relevant and are still relevant. Like I said, the only one that's really keeping relevant is Fantasia right now, you know?
Well, I mean, I could name a couple that's probably doing great things right now. One, she's more so behind the scenes than anything, and that's Tamyra Gray from the
I remember
season.
Her. She was the second season.
You know, she's married to the Kenny G looking cat who used to be in the group Color Me Bad.
Wow.
Yeah, she's married to him, but also Fantasia, like you said. I think the most successful black person or African American off of American Idol was probably Jennifer Hudson.
Yeah, Hudson. Yeah.
And then maybe
not all that weight, man.
Right, and then of course, like you said, Fantasia, and then maybe Ruben Studdard. Some of the other ones, we haven't really heard too much about. Now I'll say this from this last. From this last season, I got to admit, I watched it, and I have to say, that was probably the best season, you know, probably since Fantasia and since Ruben, that I've seen on American Idol in a long time. That was probably one of the best seasons I've seen of American Idol. And
the young
brother from New Orleans, Joshua Ledet, I'm going to say like this, that cat is a young Sam Cooke. You know what I'm saying? That dude is extremely talented, and it'll be a damn shame if they don't do his career right, and if they don't do his album right, because I'm telling you right now, that young boy is talented.
I haven't watched it in a while, so I can't call it. But
that young boy is talented.
Like I said,
he sound like a young Sam Cooke. I'm telling you, that boy is talented.
Now you talking about Voice, or you talking about Idol? Idol.
I'm talking about Idol.
Yeah, I think this is going to be the last season for Idol.
Yeah, this last season was probably one of the best I've seen in a long time.
Yeah, I think this is the show has run its course and it's a wrap, B. So, but I don't know, man. Like I say, I haven't watched it. I haven't been keeping up with it, you know. But it seems that would be the norm, man. You know, these old microwave shows, you can be a star for 10 minutes and then fade out to obscurity or whatever, you know. I stopped watching them.
I mean, we could say the same thing about reality shows, man. We got these reality shows about cats, and we got people emerging as stars from these crazy reality shows. And I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't call it reality shows because it's not reality. When somebody is telling you what to do, and when producers is telling you what to do and telling you what to say, that's not no reality show.
Man, reality shows
that ain't
on
television.
WWF, World Wrestling Federation, dude. That's all it is, man. The whole thing with Nicki Minaj and Mariah. I mean, come on, man. If it really was gonna go down between her and Minaj, man, it was gonna go down, man. You know, ain't no stopping that, man. If it's gonna happen, you know, when females get to throwing, they going for the hair and they throwing, you know, the throat. So if that was gonna happen, diva or not, it's gonna happen. A lot of these reality shows, man, it's just that, man, entertainment and bullshit, you know. Oh, shout out to my girl Maria, doing big things, man. Man, good looking out. She's got her thing going on. I can't recall right now. I'm sorry, Maria. I got to look on Facebook and see what you got going on and everything. But she's doing her thing, and if you guys want to check it out, look me up, Brock Gunny Sampson on Facebook. Or check out NigelHead.webs.com, and you can see some of the things she's got going on. Matter of fact, let me look on here now, and I can let you know what she's doing. Yeah, man, it's just fake, man. The whole thing, the scene is just fake with that, man. These reality shows and stuff like that. You know, that's why they put, how does something like Shorty Lowe get put on? You know what I'm saying? And they signed
it,
you know.
I mean, that's just like I can't hate on what's my man from Maroon 5, Adam. I can't hate on Adam Levine, man, for going in on the Honey Boo Boo show, because you know, first of all, you know, it's really making them cats look bad on TV. And then you got the little young girl saying stuff like you better redneckinize.
Now you know where they found her at, right? You know where they found her.
What, at a Waffle House?
Well, that too. But now, she is a spinoff of another show they used to have on TLC about how they, I can't remember the name of the show, but how they glorify these young girls, these really young girls, and put them in these pageants. And that's where they found her. That's where they found her at. And she stood out. I mean, I ain't in front. I cracked up on Honey Boo Boo. I think the funniest one they had, man, was when these motherfuckers made Sketty. You know what Sketty is? Mayonnaise and ketchup mixed together in spaghetti and butter. That was the funniest shit I've ever heard in my life. It's called Sketty. Look it up. Google it. And it's hilarious.
That's almost like our boy Stone Cold Steve Austin, formerly of the WWE, on a show called Redneck Island.
Yeah. But, I mean, they're capitalizing on foolishness, man. I mean, if people going to watch it, why not? And, I mean, like I say, that to me, like I say, that's entertainment, man. The mama is funny. The daughters are funny. I mean, it's a travesty. But, you know, it's funny, man. I'm sorry. Sue me. You know, but the redneck and that shit had me dying, man. I was out of my body laughing at that one, man. But it's funny, man. Some of them are entertainment, and other ones are a waste of time. Straight up.
I don't know. I think the next show is probably going to be called Ramen Noodles and Kool-Aid.
Possibly. Wow. You never know. Something. I see you gave somebody an idea, man.
See?
Straight gave somebody an idea, man.
Exactly.
My man Russell Simmons is in the news again. Buddy Rush, boy, he making his money, man. He is going to launch All Def Digital YouTube Network. And basically, if you guys want to check that out, check out allhiphop.com, and that's what's trending according to them. But I don't have most of the details. I'm just going through the page as I go. And yeah, this looks like it's gonna be something lucrative for money for Russell Rush, man, because an all digital YouTube, all Def Jam digital. So I guess he's gonna put like a lot of videos and information on YouTube and everything, and that might be interesting. I have to check that out. Looks like Eve has got a new video out. She's bad.
Is that a video about what it being in love with a multimillionaire?
Hey. Hey.
Hey, I'm telling you, nobody had heard from her for a minute. Like, man, what's Eve up to? What's been going on with Eve? She chilling overseas with her millionaire or billionaire boyfriend or fiance.
Hey, she almost went to jail because of that motherfucker, though, man. He was into some shady dealings, too, man, you know. So I don't know. But to my Chicago peoples, man, and the GD Nation, man, why y'all messing with Rick Ross, man? What's going on with that, man? Everybody, I don't know if you heard it, but
I heard about some other I don't know if it was the GDs or some other gang messing with some other rapper. I can't even remember who it was.
Well, word on the net is Cassidy is probably going to get in on that, you know, after he didn't thoroughly spanked up Meek Mill. That was brutal, man. If you heard that 10-minute diss to Meek Mill, and I don't even listen to Cassidy like that. And it 10 minutes and he went in.
I haven't heard it.
Yeah, he went in. They got a video on Big Time TV, man, where he straight aired out Meek Mill, man. And he went at MG too, man. He went at Ross's crew, man. He went in on him, man. I ain't got no words for man. I want to see how this is going to turn out, man, because he went in.
I saw an article, too. I didn't get a chance to read it. I should have read it because it was real interesting. I guess apparently the game's grandfather or stepfather or something like that made some claims about the game being used to be a stripper.
Man, I wasn't even going to talk about that, man. Here's what I mean. A lot of cats, man, be putting stuff out there like it's wrestling, man. You know, we all knew Game. The only thing I know that's actually true about the Game was, I don't know if y'all remember, but Game was actually on this television show called Change of Heart, and he lost.
Mm-hmm.
The girl didn't have a change of heart. That's the only thing I know about Game. As far as stripping and all that stuff I don't even want to know about, man. You know, and if it's stepdad, you know, that's what I'm saying. This is what I mean by it's like straight fake WWF type stuff, man. You must just be throwing stuff out there to get hits on the YouTube or, you know, to get you interested in what's going on, man. You know,
hey,
back in the old days, it wasn't like that.
What you think about the whole situation of Justin Bieber smoking weed and cats, you know, I guess apparently they're saying it's some of his fans are out there cutting themselves so they can get him to stop smoking it?
Retards. I mean, I don't even know why it's a magical mystery that Justin Bieber is smoking weed. Let me tell you something. As young as he is when he started and who picked him up, Usher, found him, Akon, hanging with him and stuff like that. Yeah, as a young Caucasian kid, you hanging around a bunch of niggas, you might pick up some habits. You know, I'm just saying, you might pick
you
up
may
some
catch
habits.
Them drinking Kool- you may catch them drinking red Kool-Aid in a pickle jar. You may see them
right.
Eating fried bologna. You may see them eating some cornbread.
Kool-Aid, but you might catch them drinking some yak or something.
You may see him at 12 midnight cooking some chicken top ramen soup. I mean, you never know, you know?
I mean, but that's what I'm saying. I don't even know what people are, you know, tripping on that, man. Child stars do that. I mean, you know, it's been speculation. I'm not going to say there's any truth behind it, but there are possibilities. You know, the little chick that started E.T., man, she used to get in parties all the time, man, and was snorting coke. You know what I'm saying?
Drew Barrymore?
Yeah, her. Yeah, when she was younger, man, E.T. blew her to fame. And she was out at the parties kicking it, man. You know, so, I mean, I wouldn't put it past if Justin Bieber was smoking weed. Now, fans of, I mean, sure, look at back when Michael Jackson was alive. You had grown-ass men faking at his concert, man. Come on, man. The fan is just that, a fan, a stan, as Eminem put it. Speaking of Eminem, there's speculation on the web, too, that he's a born-again Christian now.
Oh, my goodness.
Him if he did. Yeah, I mean, you know what? Congratulations if he did. I mean, M up there with us, man. I mean, he's up there in age, you know? So
he's going to start doing Christian rap?
He did a Christian song before he, you know, got signed. But, I mean, what I'm trying to say is, I mean, basically, you know, that's cool for him if he is. I mean, he done made all the money he can make. You know, if he's going to be behind the scenes, that's it. I can't, you know, if he's going doing Christianity stuff, then I can't see him coming out the, you know, way he's has in the past. And
so
maybe
is,
he's trying to slow down, man.
So what is
have
the
next, you seen
so what is
his
next,
daughter?
Uh-uh. So what is his next album going to be called? I Was Mad, Now I'm Blessed?
Hey, man, people change, man. You know, look at Mace. You know what I'm saying? The industry will chew you up and spit you out, dude. It'll change you. You know what I'm saying? He done made it. And he one of the few MCs, man, that have made it and ain't really been up in no shit. You know what I'm saying? He ain't been put. They ain't trying to tax him. They ain't trying to throw his ass in jail. I mean, he one of the few that is in, you know, the least compromised position.
I think that's going to be weird for individuals to see Eminem do an album or do some music and not curse at all. That's going to be very unusual.
Well, you know what? Like I say, this it's all hearsay and speculation, man. You know, this is stuff that's going around on the interweb, so it's hearsay and speculation, man. If he is, like I say, congratulations to you. You earned it. You know, if you know, maybe he calling. You know, he trying to get out the game on a good note. You know what I'm saying? And like I say, he got a daughter, man. You know, she went on prom. That's how old we are. You know, I remember when Haley was a baby, literally. Now look at what, you know, she going on prom, man. So maybe he trying to turn over a new leaf, man. I can't call it, man. Can't call it. But, you know what? How does a show like Shorty Lowe's All My Baby's Mamas get on Oxygen Channel? Do you know what the Oxygen Channel is? How does that even get on Oxygen Channel? Yeah, right. So how does that even get on? They really. Yeah. Now, you know who I really feel sorry for, man? My man Kanye, man. Oh, if this chick ain't going to get him the Nas treatment. For real, for real. I feel sorry for my man Kanye, man. Man, we're going to stop gossiping now. I'm going to get back to some music. Man, we got 22 minutes left in the show. I don't think my man Psycho Les going to make it, but we did have Talib on here. Mr. Kweli was in the building. And, man, if you want to check the show out later on and hear our ramblings and shit, click the link when it pops up. Man, as far as that, man, I'm gonna get back to some music, man, and you know, we're gonna talk about what's coming on tomorrow, in a few. Let me see, what y'all wanna hear? Y'all wanna hear some more 50? You know what? I'm gonna let y'all hear my man Action Bronson, man. This cat, man, this is the guy they were saying sounded like Ghostface, man. And in some ways he does, man, but him and Ghost got on the joint together and tore it down. So I'm going to let you hear this Action Bronson, and, man, we're going to go on from there, man. 21 minutes left in the show. We will be back.
Hey, yo, this is the G-Love
Action
exclusive.
Powers. Yo, I'm the first motherfucker to do this shit. Don't get it twisted. Hit the clutch, shift to the gear, mash on the gas. You soon as see me right by the lake, just like a basket. Burn these sticks like a native. Cold potatoes, cold tornadoes. Passes like a roll of Play-Doh, but never Play-Doh. Trying to get that Play-Doh that had the whole team creamy like Alfredo. The mozzarella, basil, oil, and tomato. The 30-year balsamic laid up on that table. Next to me, a cigarette and drug laid. Then in my lungs, that's while I'm driving, never drunk weight. In the taxi, shorty blessing me with tongue play. Ditch the cab, running twisted up the one way. She lost a shoe, I bounced, dipped on her. Just a victim of the cold world and kid warmer. Then I dip with my sick friend in a quick Honda. Pick up a package from one down at the ship harbor. Sell it off in the crib, making the shit marble. Marvel taking chunks out of the big bottle. Dick sucks, it's a dance thanks to a thick model. I add the trap of the coconut, is a bit hollow. No point in asking if the motherfucking shit swallow. Absolutely.
salute like the shit that's in the clear bottle. Straight from Sweden, see me counting money, cheesing. Dust can shadow the sky, that's when it's hunting season. Phone rings, fiending for stuff, Danny Tanner. I handle business like a man, you're just a tranny dancer. I'm going down, kid. East motherfucker bound and down. Rosalino, bon appetit, bitch.
J Love, yeah, nigga.
Say, man, you don't need much to come to the freak show. Equivalent, more quoted, Pharaoh's the lowest.
Common denominator when I'm rhyming it back from the quotient.
Yup, this is our way. This is everything we are. This is our play. You can never get involved. This is our thing. This is our dream. Legacy is what I leave for my offspring.
Yep.
Walk in with my head held high. Educated, I can build with the gods. Plus, I got that fly delivery. Don't ever be surprised they're telling me.
Keep your eye on the sparrow. Keep your eye on the sparrow. More bone crushing than marrow. 2 minutes, cousin Harold. Raise Tom and Carol. Hades up a barrel. Dump the phones in a barrel. The cowboy that's in the now, boy. The winning how, boy. The off-roaded. Decoded by none. Girlies, rub your titties. Possessed by son. Chop the head, then it's done. It's no bread by the gun. More enormous than punch. You've been formed into one. Through the life stress, life vest, tight chest breathing. I'm good, you believe it. I should keep achieving. Pull some from the sleeve and board out on rainy days. Like green granny haze. Expands for my grades. Demands better days. Your mans love the phrase. Plans never fade. Pride and booyah babe. Fricasseed and sauteed. Chef Rose Blade. Glad y'all stayed. Let the beat play. Born on the day that Mary prayed. Y'all know what she made. The modern Jesus. We two main seasons.
Yup, this is our way. This is everything we are. This is
our place.
You can never get involved. This is our thing. This is our dream. Legacy is what I leave for my offspring.
Yep.
Walk in with my head held high. Educated, I could build with the gods. Plus, I got that fly delivery. Don't ever be surprised they're feeling me.
Woo!
Yo, just like that, we are back. Man, y'all got to get that Sadiq LP, man. That right there, Pharaoh Munch, a couple other cats on there, man. Y'all got to get that, man. I don't know why. What you hesitating and waiting on for, man? I'm 52, man. This is the stuff you miss, man, when you got that commercial radio on, man. You hearing them same joints every y'all want an hour. This is stuff you don't hear. But you can hear it right here. Now you hear it Wednesday, Blog Talk Radio. You know what time it is. Man, D, what's good, man? What you got going on for tomorrow, man? Bruh, you there? Talk to me, Johnny. Okay. Anyway, I want to give a shout-out to my man, Tony Jordan, man. He's doing his thing, man. My guy is trying to get out there, man, to put these shows together, man. Currently, his artist, Jazzo, the Originator. That's a cool brother, man. It's hilarious. I was up New Year's Eve, man, checking off. Yeah, man, what happened to you, man? You over there jerking off in the background, man? What's up, man?
That's funny, brother. You don't really need to put your business out there. You ain't got to put your business out there.
I'm just saying, man. It was quiet for a little bit, man. I'm just saying. You know?
No, I was muted there, brother. I was muted there. Tomorrow... we don't have anything special, you know, tomorrow. I mean, we're just going to do our thing. But I definitely want to let everybody know for the coming month, we have some possibility of some really great interviews coming up. Isaiah Washington, Eddie Griffin, the comedian, you know, we got some really good ones coming up, this month. So definitely make sure you guys keep the ears out for that, and some real good shows, real good interviews coming up for the month of January. So definitely keep it locked, and you know we're gonna try to blow it up as big as we can, as much as we can, for Black History Month next month. And I still want to say to my president, President Obama, if any of your people are listening, next month. I would really appreciate it if we can get 4 more days added into the month. That would really be nice, Mr. Prez. We can get 32 days in February, so we can really go out with a bang. It'll be the first month with 32 days, but, hey, you know, it's the only month with 28. So, you know, let's just keep the tradition going as being the most unusual month. So 4 more days would be good if we can get that.
I'm just going to go out of limb, listeners, and just let y'all know that my brother is tweaking if the president's really going to add 4 more days to February. Whatever you smoking before you got on the show, man, you need to go on and let me take a puff of that too, man, because you smoke, you swing, bugging out. For real.
Give me FOMO, man. Give me FOMO.
Yeah, man. But yeah, man, my guy Tony Jordan, man, he's trying to make some moves out here, man. That's the manager of the Jazz, the Originator, a.k.a. Jazz-O, Jay-Z's mentor. And as I was saying before D got finished tackling the turkey, basically I was cracking up, man, watching, you know, New Year's Eve, man, Video Soul was playing a lot of old-school hip-hop videos, man. And just to see how cool Jazzo and Jay-Z was at the time, man, and they got on, you know, they was doing a Y and Sophie and all them other little joints on there, man. It's just hilarious, man, to see that cat, you know, back the way he was and look at him now. You know what I'm saying? He went out there and blew up, man. You know, 40-something years old, man, this cat could still drop an album and people will go buy it. You know what I'm saying? And, I mean, say what you will about Jay-Z, man, or whatever, you know, but it is what it is. Not to mention, this cat is getting ready to do the music score for Leonardo DiCaprio's new movie, The Great Gatsby. And, you know, it's just cool, man, the way hip-hop is, man. And a lot of this stuff, man, that I played, that my man D plays, you know, on the air, man, it fades out, man. You don't get a chance to hear it because the commercial stations won't play it. You know, you hear the same thing every hour on the hour. But you will not hear that on this station, or at least we will try not to. And we will continue to bring you some of the best in entertainment out there. You know what I'm saying? You know, D does his little thing, man. But this show right here is specifically for the hip-hop heads. I'm going to do my damnedest to, you know, to get, you know, people on here, relevant, irrelevant, you know, cats that you might know, cats that you do know. We're going to have them on the show, man, and we're going to make the best of 2013, man. We, you know, I ain't going to sit there and tell you a bunch of lies and be like, yeah, this going to be our year, but I'm going to tell you this. I know this going to be our year. So, I mean, that's pretty much how it's going down here, man. Naja here Wednesdays. We will continue next week. D will be back on tomorrow. Look out for some of the people he mentioned, man. I personally want to see my man Eddie, man, over here, man, and politic with him, man, to see what he's talking about. And to my Facebook people, check me out, nodyourhead.webs.com, nodyourhead, nod_your_head, Facebook, Brock Gunny Sampson, Facebook. You already know how to find D. If you don't know, he'll tell you. Man, just be on the lookout. And, man, like I say, this Friday in Chicago, be on the lookout for the God himself, Rakim. He'll be at the Shrine. At the end of the month on the 28th, we got Action Bronson. He's going to be at Double Door. So, I mean, man, you know, hip-hop is live and kicking in Chicago, man. But check my boy Tony out, man. He's going to be pulling some stuff at the House of Blues, man. He brought that Death Squad joint to you. A couple other cats was involved in it as well. But, like I say, he's trying to put it together. You know, be on the lookout. Man, D, what you want to add to that, man?
No, I just want to say definitely, man, you know, as always, you know, we definitely appreciate you guys supporting and listening to us. And as always, you know, keep listening Sunday through Thursday and Saturday. We're working on getting a sports show for Friday. So that's in the works. And we'll keep you guys up to date on that. As well as I told you guys that I will be launching my film production company this year, and you know, it's going to be a lot of great things coming out of that. So, you know, I'll keep you guys updated on what's going on with that, and just keep supporting great music. Keep supporting a lot of the artists that, you know, that we support, that we put on the show, and you know, it's always good to give your ears a break from the norm and from the everyday and from the what I like to call the radio loops, and listen to something new and support something new and give some of these talented young artists out there you know, opportunity to become great, and also some of the great artists that we knew and love who's coming back onto the music scene to give them an opportunity to be reintroduced to the young crowd. So definitely keep listening. You know, like I said before, as always, you never know who's going to be on the show with us. We get it in. And, you know, just keep tuning in. And special shout out, big ups, man, to our guy, Talib Kweli, for calling in and hanging out with us, man. Very intelligent brother, man. Very talented artists. It was truly a pleasure and an honor to have him on the show. And just keep supporting him. You know, check him out on TalibQuality.com, on Twitter and Facebook as well. And just keep listening to him. He's got a new album coming out, and I'm pretty sure it's gonna be hotness like it always is. You know, and just keep doing it. You know, like I said, like Brock said, you know, nod your head. Will definitely be back Wednesday with some more interviews and some more great music. You know, hopefully our girl Red Child will be in the building. So definitely make sure you guys keep it locked.
That's what's up. Yo, also be aware, I'm trying to the older heads that know who these people are, man. I'm trying to get a cold chilling, show together, man. I'm trying to get Big Daddy, Master Ace, Craig G, Cool G Rap. I'm trying to get them on here, you know, and try to do a cold chilling joint, man. You know, so, you know, we can politics, see what's going on. I know they're trying to put together a cold chilling tour, and like I say, Craig G's got a new album out. I'm a politic with him. Also, for those who remember Curious George, Constipated Monkey, part of Diamond D's crew, and I'm gonna try to get them on here. And I'm gonna get Jazzo on here, man, so we can politic with that brother, man. If you haven't, like I say, if you haven't been on my page, man, nod_your_head on Facebook. And check out the website, nodyourhead.webs.com. And, just take a peek at it, man, and see what's going on, man. I got some pictures, man. Hey, check it out, man, and buy some of these artists, man, that you heard on the show, man. You know, that 50 Cent is banging. That Sadat X banging. For those who don't know Sadat X, that was part of Brand Nubians. Ninth Wonder and Buffshot. Action Bronson. You know, Master Killer. You know, Roz Cars, I didn't get a chance to play that, but I'll set that one up for you next week. Rock Marciano, you know, Saigon, Mos Def, get that Saigon, Greatest Story Never Told Part 2, man. Get out there and cop that stuff, man. You know, tune yourself away and listen to some real hip-hop, man. You know, I'm trying really hard, man, not to take away from everybody else, man. But that shit don't move me, man. Listen to some of this stuff, man. Take your ears off the bullshit and listen to some real shit. If you're going to listen to some shit, listen to some real shit. Don't mess your ear hole up like that. For real.
Clean the sugar daddies out your ear. Don't mess your ears up. Don't mess your ear hole up like that.
So, who you got coming on tomorrow, man? What's going on again, man? How can they listen in?
Well, I mean, so far, we don't have anybody, special for tomorrow. That could possibly change, but stay tuned. You never know if we have somebody special coming through. We definitely will let everybody know to check us out. But like I said, in the coming weeks, we got some great ones, some great shows coming up. So just keep listening. We get it in for you guys. And we love to just give you guys real what we like to call real radio. It's never scripted, it's not fake reality here. Ain't no producer telling me, what to do and say, and I'm not telling my peoples what to do and say. It's just real. If we sneeze, we sneeze. If somebody trip and fall, they trip and fall. If Brock is, masturbating like he always do, I mean, that's just what goes down, so.
It's good for your prostate, man. That's all I'm saying, man. It's good for the prostate, man. That's all I'm saying. So, sometimes you got to let off a couple. D Slate has dropped, man. I told you, man, you got to do something about that mic, man. He out of the air, man. We got a minute and 43 seconds left on the show. Man, I ain't got too much else to talk about, man. We going to slide on up out of here, and we will see y'all next week. So it is what it is. Thank you for coming. Come on back. And we'll do that. We'll talk to you later. Peace.
Who the hottest in town? Reaching your location, even places not around. Travel through your airways, stimulate your intellect, and you ain't even know. It's broadcasted from the internet, giving you what you want, showing love to the hood. Even
them to the burbs, so yeah, it's all good. No, they ain't like other stations following the trend. 10 minutes later, the same song again. It's the D-Hour Show, yeah, I said it so you know. Coming first in any challenge, on your mark, set, go. If you're ready, let's roll. Let's hop aboard the starship. The hottest station, showing love to underground artists. Yeah.